This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another of our listeners becomes Twitter famous. Also an education on weird old country music. And I was an answer on hard to understand TV quiz Only Connect, which led to a weird chat about how I look like a Thunderbird. I don't. Right, loads coming up today. I don't want to annoy all the country music fans who like new good country music, but I do have a lesson for you, Chris, in old country music because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Just after two. Bangers at 2:40. Chris is in the lead at the moment, so I need a win today. And at 3:10, more of our listeners who've woken up in the morning and found that they are the actual subject of a Twitter moment. Now, new music from a rapper called B Young. So it's lunchtime, everyone,
mate.
Yeah? It's lunchtime. Can we not have songs about flipping off panties, please? Can we make that a note? Thank you.
I don't know why.
People slipping off their tights in that as well. I'm just going to bring up my Havoc in a minute.
But you hear the words there and you immediately start just thinking of someone, don't you? And the worrying thing is, I was imagining your mum saying those
words. Also,
and I was just like, the song would have a whole different meaning.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, because that's why sometimes you don't listen to the words in it.
It's one of my least favourite words. You know, everyone knows that. Why are we playing that? Panties is one of the worst.
I totally agree.
Okay. Oh, not again. Don't play.
She fling fling off the panties.
Yeah, all right, I got it.
No.
Right, so that's Jumanji by B Young, rapper from London. And, well, I guess look out for the follow-up single, Jumanji 2, Welcome to the Jungle.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
You look very smart today.
Yeah, I've done my hair and that.
Which is very different to normal, so why is that? Just having a smart day?
You say I don't normally make the effort.
Well, no, being real, normally you come straight from the gym and it's all a bit bit casual.
Right. I'll tell you why. It's because I've been selected to go on BBC News, 6 o'clock news tonight.
What? Well, you're presenting the news?
No.
No, because that would be so weird.
I'm a music expert. To be fair, they probably asked Clara and Grimmy and Greg and they all couldn't do it. So I like to think I've been selected. They need an expert to talk about why Dua Lipa has a record number of Brits nominations. So
and they went
catch
to you.
Me tonight, that's right.
Scott Mills.
Larry caught a load of smoking.
BBC Radio 1.
How can I help, Emily?
I just thought you might like to know that you were on Only Connect last night.
Yes,
oh, that's boffin show.
I saw loads of tweets about this last night. Were on the show.
I was the answer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I actually did put it on my social last night because loads of people were tweeting about it, but I don't know what actually happened. I didn't see it.
I love this when this happens because this happens with other shows like The Chase, Tipping Point. We've both been answers at times on these shows.
I love these shows as well because of the options that you get, like this from The Link.
Let's see if you can find The Link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
See, you have to...
That's birds.
You have to find the...
That's The Link.
Find The Link. One of my faves. Emily, for people that haven't seen Only Connect, how would you describe it?
It's probably the hardest quiz show going.
Right.
I don't get any of the answers, but I'm very proud of myself if I ever get one right.
Right, why do you watch it then? That's why I don't watch it, because it makes me feel stupid.
It's a sense of achievement, though.
It is. If you get one right, you buzz from it.
And she does do a joke at the end that no one understands apart from the actual boffins that watch it with superior intelligence.
So that's it for another show. The hooter has sounded. And that's just a producer in my earpiece. Poor woman has a stinking cold. It's straight to bed for her. And you two, I hope. It's nearly 9 o'clock. What do you think this is? Ibiza? Goodbye.
Don't get it.
Lol.
yeah.
We're just not clever enough.
No, we're not.
Oh, Victoria Coren Mitchell has got all the sass. She's amazing.
Yeah. I know, and also, I mean, I love her, actually, but it's that constant kind of, like, can't-be-bothered-slash-bored approach to TV presenting that I quite like. Hello, here's a quiz. But it works, doesn't it? Because, like, most quiz shows are like, hi, welcome to the show. Today you could win £10,000. She's like, hello.
And she just doesn't need to do that.
No.
So can you explain what round on Only Connect Scott was on?
I think he was in the Connections.
So did they show you pictures?
Yeah, so they had three pictures they showed of people, and then they had to guess the connection between them, and you were the fourth.
Oh, who were the others?
I think it was Gordon Brown, Alan Bennett, and a statue called Virgil.
Oh, okay.
So Gordon Brown, sorry, go through that again. Gordon Brown, Alan Bennett,
Alan
that
Bennett.
Name rings a bell, and Scott. So you've got to try and find the link between those people and Scott Mills.
Yes.
Do you want to have a go then, Chris?
Well, I'm just thinking what makes you and Gordon Brown alike.
Go.
And Virgil. Fat fingers.
Rude.
Was that it? Cosmetic surgery?
No.
They've all won Rear of the Year.
Once again, not true.
None of these.
No.
Oh, I've got nothing else, really.
Always, all of them are late, always.
They harbour dark thoughts.
Okay, Brendan, you're never going to get this.
Secret pop queens?
Okay.
Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
And Virgil, which is a statue, I've just been told.
Gordon Brown loves Womanizer by Britney Spears. Okay, right, so I've just been told what this is. So apparently the first team couldn't work out who the last picture was. Was that me?
No. They didn't show your picture. They had to try and work out who was next.
Oh, see, even this is confusing me.
No, I don't understand. I actually don't even understand the question, let alone working out an answer.
I don't understand this. Right, but back after this for more.
Scott Mills. Radio. One.
One. Emily's with us saying that I was on Only Connect last night, the show for really intelligent people. Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't on it because I was intelligent. I was just one of the answers.
A question or answer.
You were an answer.
Let's hear what happened last night on Only Connect.
Escapologist, do you want to have a go for a bonus?
A picture of Scott Mills?
It is absolutely a picture of Scott Mills. And why is that?
They are the Tracy brothers from Thunderbirds in Age Order.
Okay. Thunderbird Order.
Oh, in Thunderbird Order.
Yeah. It is those pilots. I don't know if it's Age Order. The Thunderbird pilots, 4321. Gordon, that's Gordon Brown. Alan Bennett. And, of course, Virgil. It's the Aeneid in the background there of the statue. And we want to hear Scott. Very well done.
What? why am I involved?
Because you look like a Thunderbird.
Is that what they said?
I think that's what they're saying.
I don't think so, but you look like a Thunderbird. I think.
But you kind of do.
No, I don't.
You kind of do.
What, plastic?
I've never spotted this before, putting this on Instagram. You do sort of just look like a Thunderbird. Look at the Thunderbirds up.
Why do I look like a Thunderbird?
I don't know. It's just you've got that sort of bright-eyed tan thing going on.
You mean like plastic face? Is that what you mean?
Someone good with Photoshop will make you Thunderbirds here. You look like
no
a Thunderbird.
No, I don't.
You do.
Right, that's rude. Okay, actually, I think producer Mark might understand this because he's, intelligent, less stupid than all of us.
Explain the situation. Why is Mills a Thunderbird?
Yeah, so basically it's nothing to do with you looking like a Thunderbird. Like, at the beginning when it goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it flashes up like Gordon Brown, and then Alan Bennett, and then Virgil, I think that's just his only name, and then there's a guy called Scott Tracy, and Scott Mills, Scott Tracy. There's your link.
This is long.
It makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever. Basically, you and Gordon Brown look like Thunderbirds. Let's leave it at that.
All right. Loads of people got in touch about that last night, but I am honoured to be on that show. Amazing. I'm going to watch it more often now, just so I can feel even more stupid. Thanks very much for bringing this to my attention, Emily.
No problem.
And
goodbye.
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 One. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One. Where it begins.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for putting the split-screen picture of me and a Thunderbird on Instagram. Thanks so much for that. Not the same.
It's crazy. So many people are on. Never clocked it before. Mills looks like a Thunderbird. True.
What makes me look like one?
I've put it on Instagram and Twitter, obviously. I'll put it everywhere.
Oh, don't you start.
I could put it on a billboard if
everyone's
I can.
Like, everyone's like, you do a bit. Sarah Cox off of Radio 1 and 2
yes.
has just said, actually, you do, but I love you.
Thunderbird.
Yeah, but only because... I wanna follow where she goes. You're only saying I love you because I look like a Thunderbird. I think about her and she knows it. Rubbish. I wanna let it take control.
Cause every time that she gets closer. This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills.
5, 4.
Yeah, all right.
Mate, it's FAB fabulous.
Everyone.
Like a Thunderbird,
everyone
mate.
On social media thinks they're like a Thunderbird. Someone says, chuck some glasses on and you'd be brains. Sometimes I wouldn't mind if I was less important. Would you think about them all the time? Wonder if you'll even notice in the morning.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is going off on the internet, isn't it?
This is crazy. I thought a few people might be like, yeah, I can sort of see it. But no, everyone agrees.
Actually, also the new Thunderbirds, Get With The Times. The new ones are really hot, so I'll take that. Yesterday on the show, this happened. A lot of big artists are bringing a bit of country into the mainstream now, but I'm not saying we should go full more country. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what, like, full country is, really.
Oh, babe. Oh, you haven't lived. Oh. So that was yesterday's show, and, I mean, I'm going through my personal collection last night, and there are some gems. Would you like to hear... And also, to all the fans of New Country, which is actually really good, like My Tune of the Week by Bebe Rexha and Florida George Line, which I'm going to play in a minute, all fans of that, I know that country music is not like this anymore. But Chris, I need to educate you on the old stuff.
Okay.
Before all of us were alive, I think. But this is Zac Brown Band. Do you want to hear a song called Chicken Fried?
Well, let's give it a go.
Like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night.
Yeah.
A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eye.
Nice.
Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried.
Chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night.
Little chicken fried.
Beer and chicken, yeah? You feeling that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, very country.
Yeah. Good though, right? Okay, now listen to the lyrics in this track called Grandma's Feather Bed.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a hold of the top for a tank. And hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, the piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's Feather Bed.
Nice.
We didn't get much sleep, but we had lots of fun on Grandma's Feather Bed. Okay, this is my tune of the week. Bebe Rexha, Florida George Line, and then country gets really embarrassing.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here with me, yeah.
Scott Mills.
If it's meant to be.
It'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be.
Thank you, Mayor. See, like, Radio 1, who knew that we'd be playing so much country? Country is the new pop. That Justin Timberlake record as well. And I love that.
So this is the sound that's coming around again, so you feel that you should give me a little bit of an education, right?
Yeah.
So many people seem to know the Chicken Fried song.
Yeah, yeah, loads.
Aaron's been on saying it's his favourite song ever. Legit, Chicken Fried.
Would you like to hear some more?
Yeah, go on then.
This is before it kind of got good.
It's like a whole new world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you've never heard these, right?
Nah.
Okay, would you like to hear My Wife Ran Off With My Best Friend?
Yes, okay. I would.
All right, listen carefully to the words.
My wife ran off with my best friend, and I sure do miss him.
This is him, you see.
Ah, right.
Yeah, not her.
My wife ran off with my best friend. He didn't even call me. I would have loaned him my old car, let him have some money. But now he's gone and here I am. Life's never been so dim.
Radio One.
My wife ran off with my best friend. And I sure do miss him.
See, that's a diss to the wife there, because she doesn't get mentioned, you get
it? And he's missing the best friend.
Got it. Would you like to hear, did I shave my legs for this?
These are like Jeremy Kyle headings.
Yeah.
Got it.
Done everything for romance.
Well, it's perfectly clean between the TV and me.
What's it like?
I won't get so much as a kiss.
Not even getting a kiss. Not even a kiss.
As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my leg?
Basically, she's had her hair done, she's wearing heels, she's got like a nice dress on, he's not interested, he's watching TV, he's drinking beer. Did she shave her legs for this?
Can relate.
Can relate. One more? Maybe we should play a song that people like.
What's lovely about this, it just feels like you're really in the moment.
I can feel our boss going, yeah, all right, play... all right, cool. Okay, Aled, here's Rams. One more to follow, though. What an education.
I might link my ting from barking. 7 a.m. in the morning. She's calling, I'm yawning. She's jarring, no stalling.
Scott Mills.
So my tune of the week is meant to be by Bebe Rexha and Florida George Line. There's that Justin Timberlake song on the Radio 1 playlist at the moment. Country is the new pop, but it used to be very different. Would you like to hear one more?
Is it the best to last situation here?
Yeah. A lot of people really enjoying this country music education, because a lot of people obviously will never have heard these songs.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm the same. I've never really heard them.
Would you like to hear You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly?
Yes.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Oh.
Little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything. And money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
It's like a duet.
Right.
So sing it to each other.
Is she singing to him?
I guess that we won't ever have everything we need.
She's basically saying to him, you're the reason our kids are ugly.
That's
good. Imagine if songs were like this now. I mean, what a title for a track. Imagine announcing that on Radio 1. And here's the new track, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
True.
So good.
It's time for the mighty crew to assemble.
Our guests, absolutely well-famous.
One of the biggest music events of the year.
The reaction was huge.
I feel like it's our duty. Are you with me on this?
Go.
From 4 a.m.
Adele Roberts.
You wonderful person.
From 6:30.
Nick Grimshaw.
Sure is. Morning, everybody.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Ampho.
I can't express how much I love this song.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
This is crazy.
I love this stuff. You know I do.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
Put it in your diaries. It's happening.
Weekdays, BBC Radio 1.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
It's a certified bop.
Scott Mills.
It's happening a lot at the moment. Radio 1 listeners who are becoming internet famous like that overnight because they are Twitter moments. We're going to speak to someone else that woke up one day and was like, whoa. I'm getting all the retweets. 3:10.
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Jamie.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, you. So, Jamie is 21. You're in Cumbria. Where in Cumbria?
It's Ulverston, so near Kendal. Kendal Mint Cake.
Off of Mint Cake, yeah. And also, I'm obsessed with the fact that even though you're 21, you are cultivating an allotment right now.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it was my girlfriend's idea. And she's like, we'll get our own allotment. I was like, that's a proper granddad thing to do.
Mm-hmm. My granddad had one, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to get into it. We're going to get aubergines going, melons, all the cool stuff.
I was
going
to say, what are you trying out down on your patch at the moment?
So, yeah, so we're going to get some aubergines. They're really difficult to grow.
Why?
Well, you have to, halfway through their life, you have to snip them so they can grow and grow bigger.
Really?
Is what my girlfriend's telling me. But I just like the mowing and the manly part where I can just, you know, chuck soil around and mow grass.
You're just getting well into the gardening then.
Absolutely, yeah, you can't go wrong. And when it's nice weather, sitting down, chilling, looking at your progress and being like, yeah,
right,
job well done.
Maybe like you're going to do life the other way around. Like you're 21 now with allotment, and then you'll be like 79 and going to Ibiza.
Yeah, partying all night. And all. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
You're just doing it in reverse. Okay, here's what I've got for you today, you allotment grower.
All right. Nice.
Riding dirty.
Good.
Yeah, I love a bit of that. Brilliant.
Chameleon Air.
Yeah, that could sound really good.
Yeah, I can get into that because I have a proper jam.
Yeah, I had a choice for today and then I switched it up because of events last night, so I've gone for this.
Michael, you made a long trip down. What do you think the score's going
to
be today?
It's going to be 1-0. Will Grigg up the chicks, come on!
So Wigan got a massive win last night against Man City.
What's going on?
And I got loads of messages from people saying that they wanted to hear this. Will Grigg was on fire once again last night, Scott.
Was he?
He scored a goal.
He's not been on fire for a while, has he?
Well, it depends if you've been to one of our gigs or not recently, because that still goes off, doesn't
it? Yeah, honestly, you play this to students, it's still Will Grigg's on fire! Still.
Anyway, unbelievable scenes last night. So for the Wigan fans, sorry City fans, I thought I'd offer this up today on Bangers.
Well, all this and the aubergine chat, it's like I don't know what's going on.
Can't take any more, really.
Well, I just don't know. I don't understand it. But what are you going to go for?
I'm going to have to go for the first one all day.
Yes.
Rolling. Rolling. They're hating. Patrolling and trying to kiss me riding dirty. 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 Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
Scott Mills.
They see me rolling. They hating. Trolling and trying to kiss me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud. I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon'
good song, but I'm getting a load of stress saying that was an absolute robbery.
He was obviously not a fan of Will Grigg's.
No. That's a good choice, though, Chameleon Air, right?
Yeah,
I've not heard that phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you where I heard it the other day. It was an exercise class, and there's a man that used to be a dancer for Little Mix, and he's like, "Oh, oh yeah, riding dirty," and I was like, "I'm going to play that on Bangers."
Oh,
we were on bikes and weren't going anywhere.
Oh, riding dirty.
So I was like, I've got to get that on.
That was really good.
Yeah. Who's the dude that's like,
oh,
up
right.
The ticks?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if he actually was on BBC last night because they were showing the FA Cup match between Man City and Wigan. But they interviewed this young guy on the side of the pitch of the game, and it's ended up going all over Twitter, all over Insta, and he's just a young Wigan fan.
Right.
Love him.
Quite young, like 10, 11.
Yeah, like 10.
Okay. He's brilliant.
Michael, you made a long trip down. What do you think the score's going
to
be today?
It's going to be 1-0. Will Grigg, up the chicks, come on!
Come on!
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. That was Naked Sensual.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah, riding dirty. That's actually a really good... That's exactly how it went at the spin class the other day.
I can almost imagine him.
Yeah. And he's like, right, like he's like, he's like side on the bike, and we're all like watching him for instructions on what to do.
Oh, riding dirty.
Oh, today's fun. That was the weekend. No, that wasn't. The weekend of Kendrick Lamar are coming up, Troy Sivan and also Jonas Blue.
One.
I'm Scott Mills. Imagine, oh, also, thanks very much for making your own Twitter moment of people think that Scott Mills looks like a Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to make you a thing.
Cheers. Thank you. People have been trying for years, Chris. Imagine, though, if you were one of our listeners, you woke up one morning, like, you did something that you thought was kind of average on social media. You wake up and you're like, oh, okay, I've gone viral, mate. Another one of our listeners that happened to them. Coming up in 10 minutes on Radio 1.
Scott Mills on BBC
Radio 1.
is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to a girl called Moya, a Radio 1 listener who went viral after a big night out last weekend, where she did pretty much a professional photo shoot on her phone of all of the staff in her local kebab shop, and she made it onto Twitter Moments.
I mean, doesn't sound like a big thing, that, does it? But the picture quality was extraordinary.
Guess what? Another one of our listeners is a Twitter Moment.
You're a moment. You're a moment. Twitter Moment. Twitter Moment. Twitter Moment.
Moment.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you feel more famous?
No, not really.
Right, so tell me, how did you become one?
Because I was on Tinder and saw this guy called Sam, and he had made a full PowerPoint presentation about reasons why I should swipe right. And I thought it was like really funny straight away, put it in the group chat with my friends. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to put it on Twitter.
So hang on, you matched with a guy, what's his name?
Sam.
Okay, and you matched with him because he'd done a PowerPoint presentation of himself on Tinder.
Yeah.
And it's when you put this thing up on Twitter that it kind of went viral.
Yeah.
All right, now, I've got the presentation in front of me here, Scott. It's kind of weird to think of a PowerPoint presentation on Tinder, but he sort of screen grabbed bits of his PowerPoint, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And he's given himself reviews as well. He's given reasons to date him. I mean, he's really gone in on this thing. It's like the most elaborate Tinder profile ever. But Gracie, I want to see this from your point of view, right? So you've gone onto his profile. Says Sam, 21, Uni of Leeds. He's within your radius. So good thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the next page, rather than just putting a picture of himself topless or himself next to an expensive car or an animal to show that he's cute, he's written, Scott, other notable qualities and skills. Do you want to hear a couple of them?
Please.
Generous on a night out. Owns a Netflix account. My friends say I'm funny. And this is a good one. Great guy to take to family events. And he's kind of got pictures as supporting evidence as well.
So obviously you matched with him, right?
Yeah, I did.
Thing is, you're going to now have to get together because there's money to be made in being a couple. Do you know what I mean? Look at the Love Islanders.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it doesn't last, do you know what I mean? Like, the offers will come flooding in.
I mean, Sam is really lovely. He seems really funny. And we've got on really well so far.
Have you met yet?
No, we haven't met yet.
Yeah, incredible that you haven't even met and already you've made him viral.
I know, yeah.
I'll tell you what, get rid of that cold first before you do.
I know, it's awful.
Sounds like it's catching. You sound viral yourself.
I have, yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
I'm looking at his profile at the moment and he's even got a page of reviews from various celebrities.
Hang on, can
like
we
Donald
just stop?
Trump.
Can we just stop a second? That was a really funny joke and everyone ignored it.
What was the joke?
You sound viral yourself.
Yeah, but I just done a funnier viral one just before so it looked like...
Well, I don't think it was.
It's funnier suggesting that they haven't even met and already she's got him viral.
But you've got a cold and you sound viral yourself. I'm pleased with that anyway.
That's clever.
But anyway, continue.
Going to the reviews on his profile, Donald Trump, 5 out of 5. And then a quote, not the worst Sam I've met. So what's the situation now with you two? Are you going to go on a date properly?
I'm not sure. I mean, Sam had mentioned us meeting up in Leeds and going on like a night out.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Where in Leeds would you go?
I'm not sure. Sam probably knows Leeds a lot better than I do. So.
Okay. Well, after this, what I'm going
to
do
is... You're
going
to have to go somewhere warm.
Yes.
Don't worry, I had this cold a couple of weeks ago. It does go.
You can't go on a date, though, if you're like, properly ill. But you know if you really like someone, but you're still kind of ill?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, with tissues up sleeve.
Have you?
Awful.
Surely you've got the cancel. But then sometimes the illness goes on a while, doesn't it? Yeah. And it's like, look, he's going to think I'm not keen.
Is this making you feel better if I'm doing this voice as well?
Yeah, it does.
You sound like a BBC presenter from the 30s.
Hello.
This is the BBC.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is play a disc and then I'll come back and we'll speak to Sam. All right, Gracie?
The Tinder guy.
Yeah. Fabulous.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We've just been speaking to Gracie. She's become a Twitter moment, Twitter moment. Because she found this guy on Tinder who she quite liked the look of, called Sam, 21, Leeds University. And they matched and they've been chatting a bit. What did you like about Sam? Remind us.
He was really funny. His Tinder profile was like a full PowerPoint. It was great.
So he did a full PowerPoint on Tinder.
Which would get attention, I think.
Yeah.
You'd get some matches out of that.
Yeah, but he's never gone viral like this before.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Do you feel famous?
Yeah, I'd say I do.
You do?
It's been a little bit surreal last couple of days, but yeah, pretty cool.
Why did you do such an elaborate profile? Is it because things just weren't working for you on Tinder?
It's probably a mix of a little bit of boredom, and me and my mate decided it would be really funny at the time, but like never expected it to really go as big as it would or be like as successful as it was.
Why do you think it's gone so big?
I don't really know, because I find myself funny, but I didn't really think that anyone else would, but apparently so.
Right, Sam, can you be honest with me?
Yes.
Before you did this, would you say you were successful on Tinder?
Not as successful.
Mm-hmm. And also, be honest.
Okay.
It's just me you're talking to, okay?
Sure, yep.
Since this has gone viral, are you getting all of the matches?
All of the matches, yeah.
Are you? Literally,
I'd probably say so.
Literally having to beat them off, are you?
Not by such, but yeah, it is literally blowing my phone up.
Right, like how many matches would you say, like ballpark?
In total or since?
Since.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Okay, before and after.
Well, I'm kind of refusing to go on it because otherwise it would just sort of overwhelm it. But if anything, more like through Twitter and Instagram, like random people are sending me messages saying they've never seen me before and like, what do I want to do?
Right, interesting.
Okay.
It's like the floodgates have opened,
yeah,
Scott.
See, this could lead to a massive ego situation.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Right. Any celebrities been in touch with you?
No, not yet, no. I've had mates telling me to go on Love Island, but I don't think so.
You wouldn't go on Love Island, no? What about
can't go on Love Island with a PowerPoint presentation, surely. Like, that's never going to happen.
Okay, let me just run through some others. Survival of the Fittest. A Celebrity Big Brother.
Nah.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, 100%.
Well, you would?
Yeah.
Well, I'd advise you not to. Well, unless you can dance.
This is kind of awkward, though, because Gracie's listening right now. And ultimately, you have matched, haven't you? I mean, this is how this has all begun.
Oh, and there's me
and
going...
And you're talking about all these other people that will be getting in touch and stuff like that.
Right, sorry.
So with you two, has this been discussed yet? Are you actually going to both go on a date together?
Gracie?
I wouldn't say it's been discussed, but we'll see.
Okay.
But
sorry, I thought that was really insensitive of me talking about all the other girls getting in touch. I forgot, thinking about it.
They're,
I know, I
matched.
Forgot you were on the line. Sorry.
It's like matching with someone on Tinder, but then it opens up some kind of group chat with absolutely everyone that's been matched with and they're all piling in.
Yeah, if I was Gracie, I would hate me right now. So I'm sorry about that.
It's fine.
Okay. Sam, once you've waded through all the other replies, what are you saying? Would you go on a date with Gracie?
Yeah, I'd probably say so, yeah.
Okay, great. And Gracie, are we keen to make this happen?
Yeah.
You've already been chatting, though, a bit, have you?
We've been planning to do sort of a club night tour for, like, Headline Prism and stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
You want to do PAs. Well, right. The problem is, when you're a Twitter moment, the title alone is kind of, it's quite fleeting.
Yeah, and also...
So I'll make the most of it.
Oh, I want to be at Prism. Back off!
Yeah. True.
I got that sewn up, babes. Don't even try it. I'm joking, Sam. I can see it now. Like, tonight, Freshers' Night, whole uni, £6 entry.
The PowerPoint
two for one
boy.
Two for one drinks. Gracie, I'm the PowerPoint boy. All right, well, listen, will you let us know how you get on?
Yeah.
Of course.
And if you do open any supermarkets or play any Freshers' gigs, whatever, let me know.
It will do.
We could double gig, Chris.
We could all do well out of this, guys.
Yeah.
Stick together.
Me, you, Gracie, PowerPoint boy.
It's a group deal.
Right. Thanks very much, Sam.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Gracie.
Thank you. Bye.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
Camila Caballo, remember, we want your stories from your life. That's what makes this show so good. Like that story there, like Twitter moments.
Exactly, yeah.
Let us know. Anything at all, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We rely on your stories.
BBC Radio 1.
We were lovers for the first time.
running on the red lights.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or subscribe to this podcast and you'll get our best bits every single day without having to do anything.